I couldn't buy a winner yesterday. I hope our next guest backed a winner or two. He might be in a bad mood. Peter Peters, good morning.
Morning, Ray. Morning, Bulldog. Wherever you're at, the cricket ground. Lang Park.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it. Well done, King. Keep going.
You've got to run. You still got a tackle, and the scrums have got the same push.
Ooh.
That's it, yeah. Well done, Zorb. We've got a fair feedback from our listeners, too, and we'll get to a few more of those very, very shortly. Hey, Zorb, I wanted to start off with who you think has been the best player so far in NRL season 2022?
No, I've got a runaway first player. I don't think, well, I know, because I've watched him every game, nothing short of at least an 8 out of 10 every game, every week. He leads. He's leading the best side in the comp, and he drives them to almost perfection. And that's Isaiah Yeo.
He's
my best player in the competition, and we'll see him in action for New South Wales. I think he's gone to another level. He's just a magnificent rugby league player.
He's old school, isn't he, Zorb? No fuss, no carry-on.
No.
It's not about him, it's just about the team. Just gets his job done.
What do you think, Bulldog? I mean, he's my best player.
Yeah, look, you wouldn't get any arguments from me. I mean, you'd probably delve into that Penrith side and pick out another two or three.
Cleary as well.
Cleary, Luai, Fisher-Harris. It's just a terrific side.
You know, while you're on Penrith, they're going to have six or seven players in Origin. But would you believe, with all those players out, they'll still start favourites in their game next week. They play at home, the Bulldogs. And the Bulldogs won't get a better chance to get a win against the top side this year, but they'll have that O'Carr out and maybe maybe Matt Burton. But if Burton's not chosen in the New South Wales side, imagine him going back to Penrith next week without Ado Carr in the side and with all those players out of Penrith and still be on the losing side. He must be wondering, why did I do it? Why did I leave this club go to the club I'm with now?
Just on that point, though, Zorb, remember 12 months ago, Penrith were unbeaten going into Origin. Friday night game against West Tigers at Leichhardt, no Origin players. Tigers upset.
Yeah, that was at Leichhardt, and I think Penrith are a different side. I think they've gone completely to another level. I think that premiership that they've won, they'll go back-to-back. I can't see a side even getting close to them. I think if you can get on them now, get on them. They might suffer a defeat or two before the end of the season, but when the whips are cracking, they'll win, and they'll win very clearly. They're good things. There's nothing on the horizon to suggest anyone else can get near them.
Zorb, man.
The Cowboys 22-0 on Friday night, and they weren't at their best, but they just were just meticulous about everything they do. And the Cowboys,
they weren't far off, Zorb, the Cowboys.
In defense.
They weren't far off.
Well, they were 22 points.
No, but a couple, they were unlucky, didn't score a couple of tries.
Yeah,
and second half was 6-0. They were in the contest.
They've improved, but they've now got to go to another level as well. And can they continue to do that? Well, that'll be the big test for them and their coach, Todd Payton, in the weeks to come. But right now, they're a fair way off that side they played on Friday night.
Hey, Zorb, I've got to ask you what you made of Dez's comments, whether they were quote unquote over the top, and did you agree with the hefty fine thrown at Manly by the NRL for those comments?
Well, Dez knows you can't say what he said. I mean, I think they would have got away with it if it wasn't continued throughout the week. They should have said what they said and then got on with it, and then to have a player come out and back up his coach. I don't think it left the NRL with any choice. Dez wanted to get his point across, and I see in Buzz Rossfield's column today that the Manly chairman, Scott Penn, has said to him, no more, that's it. Whether Dez takes any notice is another thing. He seems to be struggling at the moment. I mean, I think Manly should be more concerned about getting the job done on the field. I think his choice of George Tafua out of the NRL for 2 years into the cauldron against Melbourne in Melbourne, George would have had nightmares before the game because in 2016, Suisai Vulivalu scored four tries when Trent Barrett was the coach. And George was on the left wing playing against Melbourne at Brookvale Oval, and Vulivalu scored four first-half tries. Mm. I think it was a shocking selection, and they went straight there. Even though Trent Barrett was a coach back in 2016, Des would have seen that. Melbourne Storm went straight there after a couple of minutes of the game, put up a high kick. George was nowhere near it. I just think that there are young players in the club that would have done a better job. George has been a great servant of the club over a long period of time, but his days in the NRL are over, and it was a real selection blunder, which, you know, shouldn't occur.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Hey, Sorb, can I take you back to Friday night, to the Broncos-Titans game? Terrific second half fight back by the Broncos. Kevin Walters has got the Broncos humming again. For our Queensland listeners, they'll be up and about. What's your take on the Payne Haas situation, though?
Well, obviously Haas is not happy. That's obvious. I can't see how his issue with his former manager has got anything to do with the Brisbane Broncos. He's a great player, but I think there's a bad look about this in terms of Payne Haas. It's not the Broncos' fault that he signed a contract under a former manager. He's fallen out with that manager, and now the Broncos are supposed to bear the brunt of it. No, I think they should hang on to him. I don't think they should allow him to leave until his contract's up. And I think he's out of order. I think it's selfish, and I don't agree with it. I think the Broncos, he's saying he wants to leave to go to a club that's got a chance of winning the comp and making semi-finals. Well, I looked this morning, the Broncos are in fourth position.
Going okay.
You know, they're going okay under Kevin Walters. They've made a terrific comeback. He's come through with those young players, and he's led them, Payne Haas, on the field. I think he's got to grow up, man up, and this, he's not the first player that's had issues with a player manager that he feels he's been hard done by. He's still getting really well paid. They've helped him through a lot of situations. He hasn't been exactly a shining light off the field, and they've helped him through that. They've had him since he was 16 years of age. Man up.
Zorba, you have watched rugby league for decades. Where does Alex Johnston sit? Where will history remember him? What will his legacy be? I mean, clearly he won't be in the Hall of Fame or an immortal, but gee whiz, to set a record for a club for most tries, it's been around since 1908. That's pretty bloody special, Zorb.
Here it is. And when you look at, the legend in Benny Waring that, he was on 144 tries. Nathan Merritt, I'm surprised that he scored so many tries with South Sydney at 146. He was the leader until Alex Johnston's three tries. And he's gone past in Yale Leeds. He really starred in that 44-18 win over the West Tigers after they were down 12-0 early. But congratulations to the South fans. A couple of years ago, they were going to unload Alex Johnston, and other clubs were scrambling to get him. And I think the old maestro, Wayne Bennett, Happy Joe Happy, stepped in and kept him at South Sydney. Well, he didn't want to leave. He's a local junior. He's a legend amongst the fans. The players love playing with him. And, he's just going to add to that in his career. He could end up, closer to 200, which would be a mighty effort. Look, I don't think he'll ever be thought of as one of their legendary players, but he certainly made his mark as a wonderful finisher and a great team man, sort of player that you want in your club.
Mm. Hey, so before we go to today's two games and get your tips there, Blake Ferguson, where is he, mate?
Well, I found him.
I
found him playing in, would you believe, the 1895 Cup Final for Lee against Featherstone Rovers. And it was amazing. Lee are coached by Adrian Lamb. They're in second division trying to get elevation to the Super League. And I think it's the first time they've done it. They had two cup finals. The, I don't know why they call it the 1895 cup final for the second division teams. And it was Lee versus Featherstone Rovers, won by Lee quite convincingly in the end after it was 12 all at half time. But Fergo scored a great try, 30-16. Lee beat Featherstone Rovers, and Wigan 16 beat Huddersfield 14 in the Challenge Cup final, which was played at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium in London. That's the 20th time that Wigan have lifted the Challenge Cup, which is a terrific effort. And a couple of Australians in that side for Wigan: Jai Field, Bevan French, Kate Cust, also playing with Wigan. So that's a great opportunity for those young players over there in England.
Exactly. Well, hopefully Blake Ferguson gets his sporting career back on track. Hey, Sorb, two games to complete the round 12 today. Bulldogs take on the Dragons. That's the 2 o'clock game, Sorb. Then at 4:05, this is a good match too, Canberra versus Parramatta.
Well, back to Belmore today. It hasn't had that much publicity that they're playing at Belmore Oval. And the Bulldogs are against the Dragons. I can't tip the Bulldogs. The Dragons can go higher up the ladder with a win and be fairly well placed after a bad period just over a month ago. But they're coming back strongly. I think the Dragons will win that one at least by 1-12. And I'm going for an upset. I'm going to go for the Raiders against Parramatta down at GIO Stadium. I think they're starting to look like a football side again. Jamal Fogarty, who was brought from the Titans to the Raiders. He'll link up with Jack Whiten, and that'll be a terrific clash of the half and 5-8 there in Mitchell Moses, Dylan Brown against Fogarty and Whiten. And I just think that the Raiders have got the pack to worry the Eels pack, which if they can bully you, they'll storm all over you. Stand up to them, they're not so good. And we've seen that several times in recent weeks. So I'm going for an upset there. Mm-hmm. And, of course, New South Wales and Queensland sides. Well, New South Wales will be announced tonight. I can't see too many changes. I think the back line picks itself. Tedesco, Tuho, Crichton, Staggs, Carr, Luai, and Nathan Cleary. Mm-hmm. I don't think there'll be any shocks there, although Queensland will go for a leaping pair of wingers in Coates and Cobbo, and maybe the veteran Roosters wingers Daniel Tupu might come into consideration because he's a great jumper and Tuho is not so good. I think the forwards in New South Wales will be Paulo, Damien Cook, Payne Haas. I like Liam Martin. I think he's just about the best second row in the comp this year so far on form. With the veteran Tyson Frizzell in the back row, Isaiah Yeo. I think one position, the utility at 14 out of Nicho Hynes or Matt Burton, Regal Campbell-Gillard, Cameron Murray, and I've got to put Ryan Madison in. I think his form's better than Tarek Sims and Angus Crichton, although the mail is that the New South Wales coach, Brad Fittler, will stick with those players. But, you know, Queensland are going to pick a pretty exciting young side. They've got some great talent, and, you know, Cobbo will come in. Xavier Coates is going to be there. Munster and Evans will be the experienced halves, and a good young pack of forwards boosted by the veterans Papali and Capel. So
exactly.
I think it's going to be a terrific first game.